In today's Gospel of Luke, the Samaritans would not receive Jesus because he was making for Jerusalem the city of God. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and rebuked them. Luke 9:56. In correcting his disciples' desire for revenge, Jesus shows that he has come to save all sinners, not destroy them. The abortionist is to be saved. 1 Timothy 1:15. The time was not right for the conversion of the Samaritans. Again, Jesus goes to the Israelites first, to another town, Acts 8:14-17. Saint Teresa of the Little Flower, whose feast we celebrate today, read in Saint Paul that not everyone is called to be an apostle, prophet, or teacher, that the church is composed of a variety of members. The Catholic Church Catechism, verses 871 to 873, and that the eye cannot be the hand. Not satisfied, she arrived at an encouraging theme. Set your desires on the greater gift. For the Apostle Paul had said, the greatest gifts are nothing at all without love. And that this path is the best path leading to God. 1 Corinthians 12:31. Saint Therese recognized that she was none of the members which Saint Paul described, but that love appeared to be hinge for her vocation. She knew the church had a heart, and that heart was aflamed with love. Of all the gifts, love is everlasting. Saint Therese infused love into everything. She died in love, for love itself, and she had the perfect spouse. For without the mother of love, there is no love of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.